So we're now with the creator of Tetris and the computer engineer Alexey Pajitnov. He came recently in Montreal to talk about a portable version of his game. So, Mr. Pajitnov, what's so special about this EA Mobile Tetris game?
Basically, it's a very good. It's one of the first touch screen version of the game. We did all the necessary change with it, with the interface. But besides that, it contains all the modern Tetris property. So it's pretty good version, and I hope everybody will enjoy it.
You're mostly known for the development of Tetris, but you made a lot of other games. Which ones are you the most proud of?
Well, I did work on several puzzle games, but that was a long time ago, and those games were rather difficult and too sophisticated for the opinion of many people. I just mainly did it for myself, but they happens to be published. The last game I was very proud of was the game called Hexic.
Okay, if you made the game so logical, was it because you like mathematics or puzzles in general?
Absolutely, yes. That is my life for my entire life. I start be addicted to all mathematical tasks, riddles, and puzzles since I'm schoolboy, and I'm still enjoying them. and most of my game work inspired by some kind of puzzles or riddles or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely, like Tetris was inspired from Tetramino, but...
Exactly, Pentamino puzzle, yeah.
At first, let's go back in the good old days when you were working in the Soviet Union. How was it to develop on the Electronica 40?
Yeah, and the Electronica 60 was a kind of clone of Russian clone of PDP 11 machine. So it was kind of very first prototype, I would put it this way, of the personal computer. Actually, it stayed on my desk, all of it, and the only desk I had is the desk of this machine, and it had kind of display and keyboard and some kind of operating system there on the floppy disks. So I was pretty much equipped. Well, I didn't have that much of the memory of the space or any graphics on computer, but it was already kind of civilized way of programming work.
Was it the most highly technological equipment it was at the time?
It was kind of it was definitely advantage for Soviet Union, but it wasn't that advantage for the rest of the world. Basically, I was so happy because when I just started working on it, because before that I worked just on microprocessors, which never had anything besides assembler, and all the programming was done by paper tapes or cards, as you mentioned. So basically, I felt myself really comfortable, and as soon as I got my own operating system and language like Pascal, I immediately start to enjoy myself with all these puzzles and games and riddles on the computer, and Tetris was just one of them.
And in which context did you make Tetris? Were you programming on your work hours?
You know, at that time I was kind of scientist, and we didn't have very certain kind of working hours. I spent in our office maybe 12, maybe 13 hours a day, and basically I did have kind of certain freedom in research. So it's really hard to say whether was kind of work or entertainment. So basically, I feel that was my spare time, and I kind of just enjoy myself.
Okay, so you had a lot of liberty, and you made the Tetris like a science project.
Yes, kind of my moonlight project. I would put it this way. You know, some other projects which I worked that time later become more or less. I did have some projects where on my spare time I just help my friends psychologists to do their tests. And later on it becomes kind of serious scientific projects. So you never know when you start how it turns.
Yeah. Actually, you could call Tetris a serious game, you know. Now they call that a serious game. So actually Tetris could be a serious game. So you quit the Soviet Union for the U.S. in the 1991, and it was the same year that the fall of the Soviet Union happened. So I would like to know if there's a link.
Basically, last year in 89 and 90, I practically quit my job at Computer Center and become freelanced game designer. So that was time when it was lots of first private enterprise in Russia, and lots of teams start doing some software, and Tetris that time was kind of famous in the kind of software circles, and everybody kind of wanna repeat the success. So I was very welcome everywhere to work on the games. So I did start and had several game projects in Moscow. But in 91, at the very beginning of the year, I was invited here in the United States, and I accepted the invitation just for job. I didn't intend to move. It was just a idea to work here for a year or two, to get to know better my customers, players, and game industry.
So it was a coincidence.
It was done. So I moved at the very beginning of 91. But in August of 91, it was Soviet Union collapse. So it was just a coincidence. I hope never my move caused this accident. Neither this accident caused my move. So it was just.
So, Alexander, Mr. Pajitnov, could we say, as you started working as freelance, could we say that Mr. Pajitnov is one of the first businessmen of the modern Russia?
Well, I wouldn't place myself as a businessman. I did some business, obviously, but that wasn't my my main stuff. I was first freelance game designer, probably.
All right.
And so I kind of place myself more in design rather than business, you know.
All right. And what was your sentiment about the fall of the country?
We were very very worried about everything, because it starts in Moscow, and I lived in Moscow, and we have relatives and friends there, so we watch TV 24 hours a day, kind of following what's going on, and we were concerned. But later on, we were very happy that this awful era of communism was collapsed, and that was a very good We took it very was the very big joy and happiness.
When I called you, you were playing World of Warcraft, isn't it?
Yeah, I do play Warcraft time to time. I was very addicted for last kind of maybe 2 and 3 years ago. I was very very addicted to it. Now I am kind of more or less a passive player. I just maintain a couple of my characters and checking auction house.
If people want to play with Mr. Pajitnov, in which server and in which main character do you have?
No, I definitely won't disclose my server, but I can say that I have all the level of characters from my past game. So I have 80 level character, I have 70 level character, 60, 40, 20. So.
and you all made them start from level one. You didn't pay for them.
Yeah, this game really touched me as a designer. So my designer soul wanna know everything about the game, how the people thought, how they placed their quests, how they balance the character properties, how they thought, and I found their work very good, almost excellent. I really enjoy all the underground stuff which I could guess playing the game.
And will you use what you learned in World of Warcraft in one of your future games?
Absolutely, yeah. That was the reason why I tried different classes and all the levels and different races, everything. Because I'm just I have my natural curiosity as a designer to see how this wonderful game was done.
I've heard that you play Tetris still occasionally, but have you tried the first person Tetris?
Ah, I see this this small joke which was done on. Yes, I did try. It's it's very funny. I really laugh and send it to all my friends, which complained that they immediately got sick out of it.
Did they prefer the first one, the original one?
Yeah.
So you're a great puzzle lover, and do you play a lot of board games also, or?
Yes, I love board games. I used to love it since I was boy. It was my best entertainment to play board games. Lately, we play lots of the game called Settlers of Catan, and I'm very passionate card player, game card player.
Which ones?
I play the Russian game similar to Bridge. It's called Preference.
Ah, yeah. All right. Nice. So I found the website of one of the original developer of Tetris. That his name is Vadim Gerasimov, and he says he never get a dime from the Tetris game. So is it true?
Well, kind of true. So Vadim helped me to port Tetris from this Electronica 60 to PC. He was schoolboy that time, and he was very very savvy in operating system. He knew MS-DOS pretty well, and he was just like a genius schoolboy. And he had practice in our computer center. That's how we met. And basically, nobody at that time expects any payment, because we just enjoy ourselves and do it for our, let's say, glory. So he did a really good job, do the sport, because even the game was absolutely ready on Electronica 60. It was kind of tricky task to start it on on other computer, on PC, because the computer was quite different at that time, you know. So basically we did it for a long time, because it was our spare time. We were busy at the main time, but time to time we meet and revise the versions and continue. And finally we did this PC version, which kind of spread out all over the world, made us kind of famous in certain circles, you know. We never were paid for that version, you know.
Okay.
Because the version we did was free copied and never was sold even one piece of it.
Okay, it's another version that you commercialized later.
Yes, and the version which were on sale, they were completely reprogrammed from scratch. So what remains from the game was just design, and design was mine.
Okay.
And for first 10 years, I didn't get one penny from this game either, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So basically that time we were kind of at the same page with Vadim.
Okay.
But later I got compensated for the design which unfortunately he didn't touch at all.
And are you in a dispute with him or?
Well, we had the contact for first maybe 6 or 7 years after we made Tetris, but later we lost each other.
Is it true that you're looking for Tetris to become an Olympic event?
Yes, we did work, and we continue working intensively on two-player versions. And we did a very big job to kind of standardize the rules of Tetris in order that a player from different platform might compete to each other. So our ultimate goal is to make Tetris as a first virtual sport.
Good luck with that. And now I have a question from a friend of mine who knew I was doing an interview with Mr. Pajitnov, and he said you have to ask him this question. How does it feel to be the creator of the most addictive game in the world?
Well, I'm addicted to myself, so I don't take any blames, because I feel the same way as all my players feel. So that's okay.
And maybe World of Warcraft will become the most addictive games after Tetris.
Well, it's a good addiction, because it's kind of intellectual entertainment. What could be better than intellectual entertainment? and many people told me that they play rather not to complete, but to get some kind of Zen state, you know?
Yeah, Zen state.
Yeah, so many people mentioned it to me, and in the first year with the very first version, I felt myself the same. So basically, maybe it's another way to know more about this world, you know.
Yeah, it's a way even to meditate. World of Warcraft. Who knew?
Maybe, yes.
So yeah. Thanks a lot, Mr. Alexey Pajitnov, for the interview.
Thank you, Francois. It was a very nice question. I was very, very glad to talk to you. And best regard to your audience.